You're listening to SBS News.
The government's JobMaker hiring credit gets the green light, with One Nation providing two crucial votes in the Senate. Pauline Hanson rejects accusations that she's playing games.
Well, I'm not playing your games in this chamber to use One Nation.
Ms Hanson's party initially supported the Labor Party's amendments to the bill aimed at protecting older workers, but at the last minute, she pulled out.
My job as being a senator in this space is to look at the legislation, and I've always said, I will vote on it, but I think it's right for the country and the people. I won't play your games in this place. And I won't make my decisions based on what you think it's right.
The $4 billion scheme gives bosses who hire young unemployed Australians a wage subsidy for 12 months. Eligible employees will have to be between 16 and 35 years old and work at least 20 hours a week. Employers will receive a $200 weekly credit for 16 to 29-year-olds and an $100 credit for workers aged 30 to 35. But Labor's worried it will disadvantage older workers. The Deputy Opposition Leader Richard Marles put his concerns to the Prime Minister in Parliament today.
Can the Prime Minister confirm that last night the government did a deal with One Nation to allow workers to be sacked or have their hours cut for cheaper workers with a hiring credit?
The Prime Minister.
Then we'll go for that. Mr Speaker, what I can confirm last night is the government implemented its plan to get Australians back into the work, Mr Speaker.
But Labor seems to have other worries at the moment. An internal policy clash over climate change has spilled out into the public domain. Deputy Opposition Leader Richard Marles spoke to reporters.
Now he's calling for one of your colleagues to quit.
You'll need to let me answer the question. Joel made clear that this has been something on his mind for some time now.
Labor's Joel Fitzgibbon resigned from the front bench on Tuesday over the issue and has now called for Shadow Climate Minister Mark Butler to go.
No, I don't agree with Joel's call in relation to Mark Butler. Mark Butler has been doing a fine job in his role as the Shadow Climate Minister. But we are going to work through this issue. And yeah, there are going to be bumps along the way, but we're not going to be shying away from that. And we will land a settled position here.
Meanwhile, the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, has announced he will travel to Japan and Papua New Guinea for his first overseas trip since the pandemic.
Next week, I will travel to Tokyo and I will meet with the new Prime Minister of Japan, Prime Minister Suga, and I'm honoured to be the first foreign leader to visit Japan to meet the new Prime Minister following his appointment.
Mr Morrison will go into 14 days of mandatory quarantine upon his return, meaning he will need to remotely attend Parliament in the first week of December.
And what will be a first, I anticipate, for the Australian Parliament, joining Question Time by video link. So that will be a first. And I can only look forward to that, as I'm sure all of you will also.
Shubha Krishnan, SBS News.